Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Levin, the president of Levin Trade Law. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. Yesterday, we ran some news related to these duties on Chinese multi-layered flooring, and that's what I want to talk to you about. First, set a little background information. This has been going on. I first was made aware of this back in 2010. First, we probably should define who the USITC is. Obviously, that's the United States International Trade Commission, and if you look at their website, they say they're a quasi-judicial federal agency with broad investigative responsibilities that deals with matters of trade.
Very briefly, the ITC works in parallel with the U.S. Department of Commerce.
Okay.
In these sort of unfair trade investigations, they each have separate jobs. The Commerce Department determines whether or not there is unfair trading going on, dumping unfair subsidies. And if so, they quantify the degree of unfair trading. The ITC then takes that information, and its job is to determine the impact or the potential impact of the unfairly traded imports on the U.S. market and on domestic manufacturers. So the Commerce Department determines if there's unfair trading, and the ITC determines whether or not the unfair trading is having a harmful, or shall I say, injurious impact on the domestic industry.
Okay. So another thing that we need to set the stage with is that all this happened several years ago. And so for quite some time now, some duties have been in place related to the multi-layered flooring that comes from China. And I've been told that it's roughly about a 5% duty. And what you've just, the reason this is in the news is because you've met and decided that this is going to keep going, right?
That's correct. And again, to be sort of technical about it, what happened yesterday has nothing to do with the duty levels per se.
Okay.
It is a determination that the anti-dumping order and the countervailing duty order on multi-layered wood flooring from China will stay in force and effect for at least another 5 years.
Okay.
And then the Commerce Department will determine on an annual basis, as it has been doing since 2011, what the proper levels of remedial duties should be.
All right, and let's define multi-layer wood flooring. I mean, most people know in our industry, we call that engineered hardwood flooring, but I think it also can include some laminate products as well. Is that right?
No, laminate is a separate product category.
Okay.
This is just engineered wood flooring. It's defined as flooring that has a core and at least two other layers.
Okay. Now, I understand there's some other news that's related to this that might have a bearing on this in the future, related to some duties with plywood. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, there is a hardwood plywood investigation that is nearing its conclusion. The ITC is actually scheduled to vote, make its final vote in that investigation tomorrow. There is some crossover between the products, since plywood can be a raw material input for multi-layered wood flooring.
Yeah.
But they are separate industries. They have separate U.S. manufacturers. There's some commonality on the import side and the foreign producer side. But although they are closely related in terms of layered and engineered wood products, they are separate proceedings.
Okay, but what I'm being told is that the duty they're thinking about for this plywood is 50%, and we're talking 5% with this multi-layer wood. So this could have an impact and maybe alter the level of duties coming out of China for a product that's primarily plywood, correct?
It could. It keeps alive the annual process called an administrative review of determining what the duties should be. And for the listeners that aren't too familiar with this, the U.S. employs a retroactive duty assessment system.
Right.
Meaning that at the time of importation, the importer doesn't know what the duty would be on that shipment. The importer will only know that 2 or more years down the line once the Commerce Department conducts an annual administrative review.
That makes it hard to do some pricing and planning, doesn't it?
It's a big question mark, yes. An importer could be facing a 0% duty on a shipment made today, or the importer could find out 2-3 years from now that the shipment he or she made today is subject to a 20%, 25%, 30% duty.
That's a key question to ask. Who is included and excluded from this ruling? Can you tell us that?
Sure. There are three Chinese companies that have been excluded from the anti-dumping order. Two of those companies are also excluded from the countervailing duty order. Mm-hmm. That's Yuhao and Leo Wood. Mm-hmm. The Samling Group is excluded from the dumping order, but they are still under the countervailing duty or CVD order. So those three companies are the only ones that would fall under the exclusion category. And it's important to note that in order to qualify for an exclusion, the product needs to be both manufactured and exported by that company. Mm-hmm. If the excluded company, for example, is just acting as the shipper or the exporter, mm-hmm. but did not actually manufacture the product, that product is subject to the orders.
Okay, interesting. All right. Now, one of the questions that I think some people would want to know are who are your clients? So back in 2010, I remember who they are. It might have changed now, but can you tell us who that is?
Surely, I'd be happy to. The Coalition for American Hardwood Parity is composed of four U.S. manufacturers of engineered wood flooring, multi-layered wood flooring, American OEM,
yeah.
Mannington Mills,
yeah.
Mohawk Industries,
all right.
and Shaw Industries.
Okay. So what we know now, just to wrap this up, is that this action happened yesterday. These duties will stay in place for the next 5 years, and then this will be reviewed again, right?
That is correct. Let me just change that a little bit
okay.
to the potential for duties,
okay.
because we don't know if there will be duties from one review period to another.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that the orders stay in place, so these annual reviews that are done on a retroactive basis, they stay in place.
So if I think the people that would be most interested in this might be the distributors that might not know who they're buying from and might not know exactly the details. So if somebody wants to get directly in contact with you, how might they do that?
They could always directly contact me through my email, which is jefflevin@leventradelaw.com.
Okay.
I'd be happy to answer questions to the extent possible, but I would like your listeners to understand, I am counsel for the domestic manufacturers.
Right.
So I can only be helpful to a distributor or an importer to a certain extent.
Understand.
And that certain extent would include referring them to other counsel that could give them legal advice should they so desire.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for spending time with us and clarifying the news from yesterday. Again, been talking to Jeff Levin with Levin Trade Law, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLee.net.